Welcome to Concrete Echo Edit, where we're building a warehouse-style intro stretch from scratch in Ableton Live 12, tuned for that jungle and old-school DNB pressure. In this lesson, the goal is not just to make a loop. We're making an intro that feels like it's coming from inside a concrete room, with distance, weight, and tension baked into the arrangement. Think of this as the opening chapter of a tune that's about to hit hard. The intro should suggest the drop, not reveal it all at once. Start by setting your project tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. A very solid starting point is 172 BPM. That keeps the break edits moving with urgency, while still leaving room for that heavy, rolling feeling. Now set up your session clearly. You want one drum break track, one sub track, one mid bass or reese track, one FX and texture track, plus return tracks for dub delay and reverb. I also want you to put a spectrum on the master or bass bus so you can keep an eye on the low end, and a utility on the master, so you can check mono compatibility later. In DNB, organization matters. A clean layout helps you make fast decisions and keeps the intro focused on its job, which is to build tension for the drop. Let's start with the bassline skeleton. Open a MIDI track and sketch a simple 4-bar phrase using notes from a dark minor scale. Root, flat, 3rd. 5th, flat 7th, that kind of movement works really well here. Keep it sparse, don't overplay. In jungle and old school DNB, the bass often feels bigger because it leaves room for the drums and the space around it to speak. A good starting idea is this: in bar 1, hit the root on beat 1, then add a short pickup note near the end of the bar. In bar 2, move to a low passing note on beat 1 and let a longer note land later in the bar. Repeat the general shape in bar 3, then use bar 4 as a small answer phrase that points toward the next section. Keep the note lengths short to medium at first, anywhere from an eighth note to half a bar. And don't be afraid of tiny timing shifts. A note slightly late or slightly ahead of the grid can make the whole thing feel more human and a little unstable, which is exactly the vibe we want. Now build the sub first, because the sub is the floor under the whole track. Use operator or wave eatable and make a very simple sine-based patch. In operator, keep it clean. Just one oscillator, no unnecessary extras. Set the amp envelope with a fast attack, a medium short decay, a moderate sustain, and a short release. You want the notes to punch and then get out of the way. Keep it mono. If you want, turn glide off for now so the notes stay precise. On the sub track, use utility to keep the width at zero or very narrow. Add an EQ if you need to clear out any pointless rumble below about 25 or 30 Hz. And if you want the sub to translate a little better on smaller systems, use light saturator drive, just a touch, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Keep it subtle. The sub should feel physically strong, not fuzzy or wide. If the sub gets messy now, the whole drop loses power later. Next comes the reese or mid-bass layer, which is where the attitude lives. This is the part that gives the intro its mechanical grind and dark movement. Wave eatable is a great choice here. Try two saw-style oscillators slightly detuned from each other. Keep the unison tight, not huge. We're not trying to make a glossy modern wide bass. We're aiming for something gritty, controlled, and old-school in spirit. Use a low-pass filter with some resonance, and automate the cutoff slowly. A range somewhere around 180 to 600 Hz is a nice place to start depending on how dark you want it. Add a very slow LFO or gentle envelope movement so the tone shifts a little over time. Then process it with saturator or drum bus for grit, and maybe auto filter for intro movement. High pass this layer somewhere around 70 to 110 Hz so the sub can own the bottom. The key here is separation. The sub handles the weight. The reese handles the character. At this stage, think in layers of perspective, not just layers of sound. It should feel like you're hearing the tune from inside the room first, then slowly stepping closer to the system. That means some things stay dry, some things stay filtered, and some things only appear as reflections. Now let's make the concrete echo part happen. This is where the intro starts to feel like a warehouse. Take your bass MIDI, duplicate it onto another track, or make a separate stab track. Program short bass stabs, usually 1/16th to 1/8th in length, and place them on offbeats or just before downbeats. These are not full phrases. They're echoes, answers, little statements that bounce through the space. Set up a return track with echo and reverb. In echo, try times like dotted eighth, 3/16ths, or a quarter note. Keep feedback controlled, somewhere around 25 to 55%. Darken the delay with filtering so it doesn't get shiny. Then add reverb, with a decay somewhere around 2.5 to 5.5 seconds, a bit of pre-delay, and low and high cuts so the reverb stays moody and underground. The goal is not fog. The goal is depth. We want the impression of a big concrete room, not a washed-out pad cloud. Now automate the sends. Don't throw every stab into space. Save the bigger delay throws for key moments. In the first four bars, keep the stabs filtered and minimal. In bars 5 through 8, increase the call and response. In bars 9 through 12, bring in stronger echo throws. Then in bars 13 through 16, open the space a bit more and make the final approach feel urgent. This is one of the most important ideas in the whole lesson. You're not just adding delay, you're sculpting distance. Now bring in the break. Without some chop drum energy, it won't feel like jungle or DNB. Use an audio break or a resampled break and chop it into fragments. Focus on kick snare punctuation, ghost notes, and little tail bits. Let some hits be filtered and quiet, like they're leaking in from another room. That kind of detail gives the intro identity without taking up too much space. Simpler in slice mode is a great way to do this fast. You can also use beat repeat for some glitchy moments, or drum bus if you want a little extra punch. Keep the break high passed lightly if the sub is already strong, and don't overcook the transients. The break should support the bass, not fight it. A good jungle intro often feels like the drums are narrating the scene one hit at a time. Now shape the whole intro with automation. This is where it starts to feel professional. Open and close the filter on the mid-bass. Increase delay feedback on certain throws. Bring the reverb, wet level up slightly on transition hits. If you're using atmospheric noise or resampled textures, widen those a little as the intro grows, but keep the sub locked in the center. The stereo image can expand as the drop approaches, but the bass foundation should stay solid. A useful range for the bass filter opening is somewhere from 150 or 250 Hz up to maybe 500 Hz or even 1.2 kHz, depending on the sound. Delay feedback can move from around 20% up toward 45 or 55% on the last throws. Reverb wet can start small and rise to 15 or 25% only on the final bar. Keep it controlled. If every element is moving all the time, the listener loses the shape of the intro. We want progression, not chaos. At this point, resampling can really help sell the room. Route your bass stabs, some break fragments, and maybe a little noise or delay tail to a resampling track. Record one or two bars of the combined output. Then cut up the best parts, maybe reverse a tiny slice here or there, and layer it quietly underneath the intro. You can process that resampled layer with a touch of Redux for grit, auto filter for movement, and maybe a dark reverb to keep it feeling like part of the same space. This is how you get character fast. It makes the intro feel like it has been lived in. A good underground intro often comes more from resampled texture than from clean synth perfection. That slightly imperfect bounce, the aged delay tail, the little crushed reflection in the background, that's where a lot of the vibe lives. Now let's talk about the final shape. The intro should evolve in three stages. First, establish the room. That means sparse, filtered, and minimal. Second, introduce identity. That's where the bass phrase becomes clearer and the break fragments get denser. Third, threaten the drop. Here the filters open, the delay throws get longer, and the silence between hits becomes more meaningful. One of the best things you can do in the last one or two bars before the drop is create a pre-drop bass stall. Hold back the bass line. Let only tiny fragments or delay tails survive. Then give the listener a brief vacuum, even if it's just a half bar of near silence, before the drop hits. That little gap makes the first kick or first full bass hit feel huge. Remember the common mistakes. Don't make the bass too busy too early. Don't let the sub go stereo. Don't overload the reverb return. Don't use a reese that's too glossy and modern. And don't let the break and bass both fight for the same space. If the intro only works when it's loud, check your low mids and rhythm. It should still feel tense at low volume. That's a good test. A few pro tips before you finish. Use saturation in the low mids instead of just boosting the sub. Keep one bass element dry so the drop has somewhere to go. Use ghost notes to bring life into the pattern. Narrow the intro and widen the drop, and let the echo decay almost fully before the drop arrives. That final moment of restraint is often what makes the whole thing hit harder. Here's a simple practice challenge. Build a 16-bar intro at 172 BPM using only a few notes in a dark key. Make the sub completely dry. Add a reese with subtle filter motion. Throw only two or three bass stabs into echo. Add a chopped break fragment. Automate the filter opening over the last two bars. Then resample one echoed hit and tuck it underneath as a texture layer. The goal is to make it feel like a real intro, not just a loop. By the end of this process, you should have a loopable 16-bar section that feels like a proper warehouse opening. It should have weight, movement, and a clear path into the drop. The listener should feel the room, Hear the tension building and know that something heavy is about to land. That's the concrete echo edit. Plain sub, controlled reese, dark echoes, chopped breaks, and a whole lot of space doing the heavy lifting. Let the intro tell the story and save the full reveal for the drop.